Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Please be seated. Thank you for the wonderful worship we had this morning. God's love is so amazing. Many times we forget that we have a God who loves us. But this morning I want to speak about from the book of Jonah. This is the third of the series of seven messages. And I want to speak about the anger of the God of grace. The book of Jonah is very different from all the other prophetical books in the Old Testament because this involves a prophet of God being sent on a commission to a heathen place called Nineveh to speak a word of prophecy to them. It is very different because this book is very much related to our lives today. Our text would be from the book of Jonah chapter 1 and verses 4 to 17. We see about a God who is angry. And many times we look at God as a loving God. He loves us. He cares about us. He is a compassionate God. He is a God of grace. He is long-suffering. He is merciful. He is kind. But also He is angry. I want to speak about a God who is angry at His people who disobey His word. And God is angry with Jonah. He is angry more at His people who know what to do but who do not do it. And His anger is out of His grace. His anger is reflected through the life of Jonah. God sent Jonah to preach His judgment to a heathen country called Nineveh, the capital city of Israel's enemy, Assyria. Nineveh was about 500 miles northeast of Palestine. Jonah had to travel northeast to go to Nineveh. But Jonah decided he is not going to obey God. And he traveled 50 miles on land to go to a place called Joppa to get into a boat and go in the opposite direction, west, to a place called Tarshish. Jonah is running away from what he is supposed to do. God wanted to go with Jonah, but Jonah is running away from God. And we see that God is angry. This is the passage, Jonah chapter 1 verse 4 to verse number 17. God is angry. He is angry at His prophet who is disobeying Him. You know, when God gets angry, He will do something. And even in the case of Jonah, He did something. In verse number 4 says, the Lord sent out a great wind in the sea, and there was a mighty tempest on the sea, and the ship was about to be broken up. This anger of God, if you look to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 23 verse 18, there is something remarkable that we read about how God deals with His people who are disobeying His word. Jeremiah chapter 23 verse 18 onwards, we read like this: for who has stood in the counsel of the Lord and has perceived and heard His word? Who has marked His word and heard it? Behold, a whirlwind of the Lord has gone forth in fury, a violent whirlwind. It will fall violently on the head of the wicked. The anger of the Lord will not turn back until He has executed and performed the thoughts of His heart. In the latter days, you will understand it perfectly. God's anger is revealed towards the servant Jonah because he disobeyed His commandment. God is today angry at His people who are disobeying His commandment, because when you don't team up with God to do His work on this earth, God is not happy with us. Whatever we do, we can do everything, but if we do not obey the word of God and do what He has told us to do, God is angry with us. But His anger is out of His grace. We see here in Jonah's life, God sent out a great wind.
Where was Jonah? He was sleeping at the bottom of the ship when God sent out his wind. The heathen sailors saw the anger of God. In verse number 5 we see they are crying out to God, asking God to rescue them and not allow them to die. But Jonah, the prophet of God, is sleeping at the bottom of the ship. In verse number 6 we see the captain of the ship had to wake up the prophet of God and tell him to start praying, because the ship is going down. Ship, they threw the cargo overboard, and God is showing his anger. The people, the heathens, they are crying out to God, but Jonah, the prophet of God, is sleeping at the bottom of the ship. Jonah forgot that the will of God is not an option. It is a commandment. God did not give him a second chance, or God did not tell him, if you like it, you do it. God said, you go. What happens? Jonah disobeyed the commandment of God. He ran away. And then he went down. Jonah's life started going from a top hill downward into the down path, as we see the progress here. Jonah went down. Look at verse number 3. It says Jonah went down into the ship, to the bottom of the ship. In verse number 5, again we see that John, the first verse number 3 says Jonah went down, and verse number 5 says Jonah went down to the lowest part of the ship. In verse number 15 of Jonah chapter 1, we see that Jonah went down into the sea. And then in verse number 17, from the sea Jonah went down into the belly of the fish that God had created. The prophet of God, who should be up in the presence of God as a preacher of righteousness, is going down and down and down and down into the very sea, into the belly of the fish at the bottom of the ocean. When we do not obey God's commandment, we will also go down. We will never go up. When we are not in fellowship with God, when we are not doing the commandment of God, we will danger ourselves and we will danger people around us. Jonah caused great problems for the heathen sailors. And then we see that the sailors are more sensitive than Jonah is. We see an indifference in the life of Jonah. Many times, let us understand the book of Jonah. God wanted to his prophet to preach judgment upon the heathens. There was a will of God. God will, God planned to speak about judgment to a wicked city called Nineveh. This was God's plan. Jonah went against the plan of God. We need to ask ourselves this question. Are we spiritually sensitive to the call of God today? Do you know what is the will of God for our lives? Are we spiritually sensitive to our surroundings, what is going on around us? Are we like the Emperor Nero, who was fiddling when the Rome was burning? Do we have our heads stuck up in the sand when we see the people burning around us, the world burning around us? Or are we like Noah, who preached righteousness before the flood came as he was walking close to God? This morning I want to speak that even though God is angry, but we see a grace of God that is coming out in Jonah's life. If you turn with me to Jonah chapter 1, you know, God could have easily killed Jonah at that moment because he disobeyed God. But God did not kill Jonah. We see his grace. Verse number 17, it says, the Lord prepared a great fish to swallow Jonah alive. He did not chew him down. He did not kill him, but he left him alive. He swallowed Jonah. He did not bite on him. He swallowed him. God commanded the fish, you open your mouth, let the prophet go into your mouth and in your belly, but keep him alive. I'm not going to kill him. This is God's grace. that has been extended to Jonah in his life. Today, God's grace is even extended to us even though we do not obey the commandment of God. Lamentations chapter 3 verse 22 says, "It is through the Lord's mercies we are not consumed. It is His mercies, it is His grace, it is that we are not consumed." So as I bring this small lesson to a conclusion, let me tell you how Jonah and the plan of God for Jonah relates to our lives. When Jesus was on this earth, He made it very clear what His plan was for the world. God sent His only begotten Son, Jesus. He loved the world so much that He gave up His only Son, that no one should perish, but everyone should have eternal life. That is the plan of God for this earth. And He made it very clear. Jesus, when He was on the earth, He discipled, He prepared His disciples to be witnesses of the greatness of God. Even before His death, Jesus in two occasions sent out His disciples. We see that in Luke chapter 9 verse 1 onwards and Luke chapter 10 verse 1 onwards. First He sent 12 disciples, tell them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. Then He sent 70 people two by two to go and preach the kingdom of God. And then after Jesus died, He was buried, He resurrected. The final thing that Jesus told to the disciples before He left was, "Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey all that I command you." This is the will of God for this earth. God doesn't want anyone to perish. God wants everyone to receive salvation, or at least everyone to hear the gospel. God has left us upon this earth like God chose Jonah to go to Nineveh to preach the judgment. God has selected us to be His witness today. And this is what God wants from our lives. We have to do the will of God. Maybe we are not running away from God, but we are indifferent, or we do not want to do what God plans for us. Today from the book of Jonah, if there is one lesson that you can learn, is that many times we are no different than Jonah is. Jonah ran away from God because he did not want to do what God wanted. Many times we do not run away, but we are ignoring what God wants in our lives. We are responsible to become witnesses. We are asked to go. We are not asked to sit here, enjoy our Christian life, hearing good messages, hearing good worship songs, spending in this under the four walls, but God wants us to go out with His good news, His gospel. This is the will of God, that the whole earth will hear the plan of God. But God loves us too much. He is angry, but His grace is evident in our lives. You know, God brought Jonah back to the experience where he had to confess his sins. Chapter 1 verse 9, Jonah confesses that he is a servant of God before the heathen people. And then in chapter 2 verses 1 and verse 9, Jonah repents of what he did. Today, God, many times we are getting disciplined. Maybe we are not able to do the things we planned because God is giving us lessons. This morning I want to tell you that God is creating circumstances around us to let us know that we need to be in the plan of God and we need to do the will of God. God wants us to surrender our lives to Him and say, "Lord, here am I want to be doing what You want to do." God wants us to lead other people to the salvation experience. Can we close our eyes for a moment? Can we bow our heads before God? It is the will of God that none should perish, but all should have eternal life. It is God's will that we are witnesses of His gospel to people who do not know Christ, who have not accepted salvation through Jesus Christ.
because there is no other way to reach God than through Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me. This morning, can you just surrender your hearts before God and say, Lord, I'm sorry, many times like Jonah, I have been disobedient, I have been indifferent to your will. I know what your will is today. Lord, help me to be a witness of your gospel. Can you all close your eyes? Believe that God is talking to you this morning. Many times God speaks through people like me, or through pastors, or through circumstances to each one of us. Let's not ignore the word of God and the call of God. Father, we thank you for this morning. Thank you, Lord, for talking to us from the life of Jonah. I pray that, Lord, we also have a calling, a mandate to let others know about the gospel. We are indifferent, we are lethargic, we behave as if nothing is happening. Lord, I pray that you open our inner eyes. Give us a burden for the lost and perishing people around us. Help us and bless us, Father. Continue to speak to us even as we go from here. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.